Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and this is Reblog. Reblog are special episodes of the 80% podcast. It's when I read selected articles for my personal finance blog and website, Ready to Be Rich, which you can find at fitzvillafuerte.com. Today, I'm reading the article entitled, What It Means to Pay Yourself First. Paying yourself first is the simplest way to save money. When I learned about this concept a long time ago, it actually took me a few months before applying it. But when I did, I never stopped. I still do it until now. Paying yourself first is very simple, though it can be quite difficult to apply at first. If you like reading books on personal finance, I'm sure you've encountered this advice and I surely hope that you're able to follow it. If this idea is new to you, then listen on and see how you could start investing in yourself. How to start paying yourself first? Be frugal for a period of one payday. This does not mean that you will eat instant noodles every day or walk 20 kilometers just to save on bus fares. Live comfortably without doing any impulsive buying and committing unnecessary expenses. If this means skipping on your daily Starbucks, then so be it. After which, see how much of your salary is left at the end of the period. From there, determine what percentage of your earnings do you want to save. I recommend starting at 10%. This means that every payday, you will set aside that much first. No questions, no buts, no exceptions. If that seems a lot, then try a smaller figure but make changes in your spending habits so you could increase the rate to at least 10%. Then open a savings account, preferably one that has no ATM card, so that it won't be convenient for you to withdraw cash anytime. You will deposit the payments to yourself there. Let me emphasize that this is about paying yourself first. So once you get your salary, your next step is to go to the bank and deposit the allocated percentage. Or you can also do an online transfer. What's left of your salary is for your other bills and daily living expenses. Feel free to spend all that's left until the next salary. What do you do with the money that you saved? You can only spend the money in your savings account in two ways. First is for matters of life and death, or financial emergencies. And second is for investing. It may also be wise to hold on to the money in that account for a few months and see it grow. This will bring you a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction. After that, start looking for opportunities so that you can make that money work for you. I'd like to end with a quote from Chris Johnson, author of the website Wise Bread. He says, "Be proud and protective of your earnings. This money is your chance at great wealth." Yes, indeed it is.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.